News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Israel's War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz has resigned from Benjamin Netanyahu's emergency government. Alistair Bunkle, Sky Middle East News correspondent, joins us. Alistair, just explain to us the significance of this and why Benny Gantz has resigned.
Well, I think it was inevitable. Gantz, a number of weeks ago, laid down a series of ultimatums for Benjamin Netanyahu, which included steps towards getting all the hostages home, to installing, or at least making progress on installing, a new political outfit in Gaza, resolving the issues on the northern border, etc. And essentially, Netanyahu had made no real progress towards any of those. And there had been divisions between Gantz and his political ally, Gadi Eisenkot, and the Netanyahu coalition for many weeks, if not months. And so it became pretty inevitable that Gantz was going to resign. It was supposed to happen when his deadline expired on Saturday. It was delayed, though, because of the rescue mission that brought four hostages out alive. And then ultimately last night, he pulled the plug on his party serving in this emergency wartime government. As for the significance, well, it's not going to collapse the Netanyahu government. The Netanyahu government, the coalition, will go back to its pre-October the 7th majority of four seats. So it's got 64 seats out of the 120 Knesset. But it will put pressure on Netanyahu for sure, because you assume that Gantz, now outside of the government, completely sort of unrestricted in what he can say and do, he will now aim criticism at Netanyahu. And Gantz, most people think, if there was an election tomorrow, would be the one to be the new Prime Minister of Israel. And just one final thing on the consequence of this. I think without Gantz and Gadi Eisenkot in the war cabinet, then the influence of the far right on Netanyahu is likely to be even more.
I was going to ask you, would Gantz have been seen as a more moderate voice in that cabinet?
Very much so. Politically, just more moderate, more of a centrist politician. He also is a former IDF chief of staff, the head of the Israeli military, as was his political ally, Gadi Eisenkot. So they brought with them huge military experience into the decision-making process. Yes, very much a sort of a moderating voice to Netanyahu. Most people, both in Israel but outside of Israel, particularly the United States, see and have seen Gantz as being the sensible head in the room, if you like, the one that they have more, that they're more comfortable to liaise with, to discuss with in terms of the course of the war. So, yeah, it'll come as a bit of a blow to Israel's allies, because they would have had more faith, I think it is fair to say, in what Israel is doing when Gantz was inside the room rather than being outside.
So does this mean, finally, Alistair, in the short term, could it mean a more, an even more hardline approach from Israel in terms of its operations in Gaza?
It could do. I think, though, Netanyahu will be pulled in a number of directions. Yeah, for sure, you are going to see the likes of Itamar Ben-Gvir, the far-right hardline national security minister, demanding a greater say in the running of the war now. He's largely been shut out of the decision-making process, but he will say, look, it's now time to bring me into the room. So the far right, I'm sure, will try and influence the direction of the war, and we know what that means. They want to go in harder, they want to stay longer, and they want to continue fighting for probably many years and perhaps reoccupy Gaza. But on the other side of things, Netanyahu, I think, will now face severe opposition, particularly on the streets. Gantz will start political maneuverings, I'm sure, and calls will grow for new elections, which, incidentally, Netanyahu will, you know, rebuff, but it might become too much for him, depending on how the next couple of months go.
Alistair Bunkle, Sky Middle East News correspondent. Thank you for
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.